cliffcentral.com.
Hi, I'm Salamina Musaisa from Azza TV. You are listening to Be Lighted Show with Rami and Romeo on Cliff Central.
Ain't that a fact? Ain't that a fact?
We bring cool people in the studio, man.
Yes, you are with Rami and Romeo on a Monday morning. Welcome. Welcome to Be Lighted with Rami and Romeo. And Palisa is here in front of me doing the things that people do when they're not supposed to be doing it. But hey, I'm not going to shout at Palisa because she thinks I shout at her every day. So I'm just like just going to like keep quiet and let Palisa flourish, you know.
Right.
Flourish away, Palisa. Flourish. Flourish. Mm.
Flourish. First things first. First things first. Good morning, Ramster.
Morning, my Ramza. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Cool. Why are you wearing like you're going to some office?
No, I'm going to a funeral.
Really?
Yep. After the show, yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's why I'm, you see, I'm in a more like bedroom voice type of a situation, you know.
Oh, is that right? Is that right happens? Someone has to die for you to get it, to get your bedroom voice? Yeah. Wow.
No, I'm just saying, you know, it's a more reflective Monday type of a situation.
Okay.
But all good.
Are you all
and
good?
How are you? Yeah.
I'm good.
Hmm.
Well, we had two funerals this weekend, and yes, I didn't go to any of them because I couldn't. I had to go to Polokwane to do the June 16 celebration. It was absolutely fantastic. I had so much fun. And
let's talk about the Julius pose.
No, Julius, you know what, can I just tell you something?
I couldn't wait.
And people must stop sending me DMs asking me if I'm joining the EFF. Julius and I are friends.
You guys,
I will say it over and
homeboy over.
he's my homie, he's my homeboy.
Yeah.
I've known Julius for 35 years of my life.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's just get that clear and out of the way. But I think his pictures are the best memes.
Yeah.
I saw another one today that I'm keeping, and I keep saying to him, I'm using all of them. I'm gonna use all of them.
Yeah. Disclaimer right there.
So how was your week,
Ramza? My week was chilled. You know, I'm kind of like in a holiday mood.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I'm actually, to be honest, I'm on holiday the whole of June. So
wow.
So
thanks
just
for just like rubbing that in, because you know I'm shooting today.
The
after
problem
this,
is
I go straight
you shouldn't
to
have
studio.
Asked. I was just being honest.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah.
So,
I'm shooting today.
Did
you see all the bruises I have on my leg? Like I've got a huge bruise on my thigh. I had twisted my ankle because.
And we spoke about the stance.
Yeah,
yeah, stance, yeah.
And yeah, and today I'm going back. I'm going back because you know this character is so badass.
Yeah. When do we see you for the first time on TV?
I will let you know, but soon.
Is it October?
No, it's not October. Stop fishing.
All right. Yeah.
Stop fishing. Yeah. When it happens, it will happen. It will happen when it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then that was a week in a nutshell. Other than that, I'm good. I'm fine. My parents are here. They've been here the whole week. I have so much fun.
Yeah.
And you know, my father and his stories.
Mm.
Oh, I have to tell you this. Okay, I need to actually write a story about this on Facebook. So this is what happens. My cousin's wife has died. We buried her on Saturday.
Condolences.
And then we get to the house.
Right.
Me and my dad, somewhere in the week, I get to work, then I finish work early, I go fetch my father from the house. And you know my mother's like, "Ay, no, it's Amayang." So that, you know, when Wutelo comes back from school, she can find someone.
Mm.
Like, oh yeah, clearly she doesn't want to go. Then we get there, and then there's a neighbor. She's such a beautiful woman. And then she says to us, I'm like, "How have you been?" I was just like, "No, I've been well, you know." "Hey, yeah, but hey, Lifubato, you know, the other day, and just a few months ago, I asked, how are your daughters? Like, oh no, you know, the other one is in hospital." I'm like, "Oh, what happened?" "Hey, you know, we had a fatal accident."
Oh.
Car accident. I'm like, "What?" Nale Papa already be like thinking, "Oh my gosh."
Mm.
So, you know, it was fatal. Then she's telling the whole story. It was at a funeral. They were in a funeral procession going to the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And then another car stopped, whatever. And then some guy out of the blue hit them with his Corsa. But because they were stationary, they got the most impact.
Mm.
There were four of them in the car. The first one, it literally got flown out of the car. And the second one as well. And then the other one's like, the one in the front seat looks at the back and sees that this one, you know, obviously, you know, they're dead.
How?
You know? And then she's like, "Oh, mama, I think this one is dead." And then the mother's like, "Okay," then, you know, in the confusion, gets out. People are coming to help. Then finds out, no, she was actually just unconscious, the one in the car.
Yes.
And then they decide, okay, fine, you know what, let's, since she's breathing, she's kind of stable. Likely for them as well, there was someone who knew first aid, someone who worked with paramedics, who was part of the funeral,
procession.
Yeah, for the procession. So they sort that out. They help her out and all of that. And now they're like, but then where's the other one? They realize the other one is missing.
How?
Then they start walking back towards to go find
it,
this other one. And she's just lying there,
unconscious,
not moving, nothing. And then they run and they go, Tsoga! She wakes, she's trying to wake her up. Tsoga, Tsoga, Tsoga. And eventually then the one who was, she starts moaning and go like, oh, it hurts, whatever. And all of that. Now, Papa, we are listening attentively. And then after that, now there were four of them in the car. Now four people have been accounted for. Oh, maybe it's the driver. The driver of the other car.
Yeah.
No, and then, so what happened to, now my father's worried now. He's waiting for the fatal part. So where was the driver? No. There was nothing happened to the driver. He actually had minor scratches and all of that. Anyway, we leave it. Fine. We clearly understand that no one died. Fine. Then my father decides to stay. I leave. Okay. Then my sister goes and brings my father much later in the evening. In the evening, my father comes with like, hey.
And that's how you and your father talk, by the way.
Yeah. So that whole fatal thing, did you understand this? Goodness, we've never laughed like that. I mean, it's so silly for us to laugh.
Yeah.
But the thing is that we were really shocked. I was scared. I was thinking, oh no, it's not that. So we're waiting to hear about the fatal.
Yeah.
Like who out of the five people who involved in the accident, who of them had died?
Yeah.
And no one had died. It's just that because it was such a hectic
It's like everything
accident.
Happening at
everything
once.
Everything happened at once. It
That's
was,
how people
it was
express shock. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was, it wasn't a fatal accident, but it was a
commotion.
Yeah, yeah. A serious, critical, you know, accident. But it was not fatal. But my father and I have been laughing about it the whole week.
And I want to borrow on that as well. You know, that is so important, you know, talking about Father's Day.
Yeah.
And how, as children, we relate to our fathers. And I know how, you know, you and your father, you know, are such little pinch. You know, so also just to say belated. And by the way, I learned something yesterday. You know, we like to say happy belated birthday. It's supposed to be say belated happy birthday because it's late. So it's belated happy Father's Day. And then obviously June 16th as we commemorate Youth Month as well. But, you know, I just wanted to borrow. That would be something that you and your dad would do.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And there's a whole lot of other stories. Like because, because, you know, you know how I write on Facebook. I only write if there's something worth saying.
Yes.
So from today, for the next 7 days, I'm writing 7 days with Bawi. Because every day something strange happened. Yeah. I mean, even yesterday, even this
an
morning,
episode.
It's my father is a. Now I know who's the actor. Who's the actor?
Yeah.
In the, you know, not even who's the actor. Yeah. Who's the actress in the house? It's my father. No, we keep saying my mother's dramatic. Let me tell you, my father is more dramatic than my mother.
Yeah.
You all know he's bad. He is bad.
That would mean you had a good Father's Day celebration.
We did. Absolutely. It was fabulous. It was fabulous. And speaking of fathers, I got two cool fathers in studio. Hey.
Oh, okay.
Father Gound. Okay, well, no, happy Father's Day, my Ramza.
Thank you.
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, thank
yeah.
you.
Man. You yeah. must say you too. I'm kidding. Don't say you too. So I've got two beautiful guests in studio, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't okay, I know the wife is more beautiful than the husband.
Which is very important, yeah.
Which is very, very important.
Mm.
She makes him look good, Shem.
Wamuzama.
Wamuzama. Wamushainisa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Had it not been for this woman, only Lord knows where this man would have been. I am telling you.
Waitikini.
Yeah. Even if he says Waitikini, I'm telling you.
Yes.
Because let me tell you, this girl worked. She worked.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at her hands now. She just has normal nails. She can't even put gel because she's always hard at work.
Yeah.
Working on this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He is. Okay. And he is our Twitter crush, our social media crush.
Right.
All the women love him on social media.
Yeah. I wish they'd let me know. What's going on, guys?
That's what we need to talk about.
Yes. Okay. In studio.
Whoops.
Yeah, don't kill it. Don't kill it. Do it nicely. In studio today, we've got the beautiful.
Yep.
The amazing. Mm-hmm. The stunning.
Yes.
The electrifying.
Yep.
The absolutely gorgeous. Mm. The drop dead.
Forever smiling.
Thank you, guys.
Forever smiling.
Thank you. You know, like.
The stunning. Stunning.
Yes.
The brains of the engine.
Yes.
The creative of this band. The leader of the pack.
Mm-hmm.
The mother of the bunch of lions.
Yes.
The one and only Letitia Masina.
Yeah, man. That was an awesome welcome.
My. I have never received such an introduction.
Of course.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yes.
Welcome.
Yes, welcome, Letitia.
Yeah.
Yeah, we call it Tish. Okay, he calls it Tish. And then we call it Tish as well. Because what can we. Okay, fine. Okay. And in studio.
I'm not even going to roll the drum.
Yeah.
I'm not rolling. He's rolling it.
Fortune Masina.
What? I'm getting roasted here. I'm getting roasted the whole morning. Like, since Infiyile, like, it's been like.
No, know? No, wait. No. I have to say, no, I'm going to do it.
Okay,
I'm going to do
okay,
it.
Okay. Get ready.
Yeah. Okay, in studio.
Yes.
We also have.
Ooh.
The handsome.
Yes.
The beautiful.
Ah.
The ever smiling.
Yes.
Yo, the hotness.
Nomkaba. Yes.
I'm a six pack.
Always.
The talented.
Yes.
The rapping.
Woo.
The creative.
Multi-talented.
The musician.
Yes.
The hewe now developed. The actor.
Yeah. The relationship
the
expert.
The relationship expert.
Yes.
The father.
Yes.
The coolest dad ever.
Woo,
ladies and gentlemen, we got
give to you
Fortune Masina.
Thank you. That was a short one. I mean, we could have gone on and on and on, but you know, you forgot the 9.5 inches of pleasure. You forgot a whole lot of things.
No, but that's coming in the interview. Wait. Don't rush.
I see what you did there. That's coming.
That's coming.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Listen, Fortune, with you in studio, we got coming all day. We be coming because Fortune is here, guys.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Mm. Can I just tell you right now, Fortune?
She's even got her eyes closed when she says that.
No, let me tell you. Ask Maromza, when was the last time I had makeup on in studio?
Never.
Yeah. But I was like, Fortune, shame. Yeah.
No. Hold on. So you're saying like every time I see you and I watch your posts when you're in studio, you don't have makeup on? That's how beautiful you are.
No.
Oh, my God.
Getting hot.
Let me take my jacket off.
Yeah.
We are funda, Tish. We are funda.
Yeah? Tish, you see that? I see. Okay, first question before you even say, like, who are you? Okay, people know who you are, but I mean, yeah, we'll get to that point.
But also, before.
Get us out of our misery.
No, but guys, before, you know what was funny, though? Like, we've been sitting here for like 15 minutes and you guys were going on about funerals. Like, on a Monday morning,
yes.
Guys. Come on.
We're black.
You know?
We do funerals. Funerals is like an event.
It was like a funeral battle. Mine is better than yours. Because mine is on a Monday.
And we got tea.
No, mine, my dad was there.
Is better than yours. It's better than yours. You know? No, we have to do that. You know when people are going like on drives?
Yeah.
And they're going to, you know, people went to Father's Day drives, picnics, and stuff. No, we did funerals, sweetie. We went to funerals.
Yeah.
Okay,
we different like
Tish.
You're right.
Now, Maromza, I know you wanna do the whole housekeeping rules, things and whatever, how people are gonna get hold of us. Yes.
And they have to
the boring
they
stuff.
They want to talk
the boring stuff.
It's not the boring stuff.
No, he loves it. He takes
you know
it
this show is very, you know this show it is because of the listener, right? We take care of our listener here.
That's what's up.
Anyway, so very important. If you do wanna get in touch with us on the show, and you definitely wanna ask a relationship question, because I know that given the climate and the season that we are in, there's quite a lot of challenges in relationships.
Yeah.
So having the power couple in the studio, it's an opportunity for you to ask that question. And if you wanna do that, our WhatsApp WhatsApp number is 0797482090. Mm-hmm. That's 0797482090. Get in touch.
Yeah, he loves doing that. And then, speaking of people getting hold of us, I wouldn't have forgotten.
Yeah.
It was Puleng Hopper's birthday.
Ha, huh, when?
On the 14th. On Thursday.
On Thursday. Belated. Happy birthday.
Hey, Puleng. Hey, Mrs. Harper.
Yeah.
But you know, I love Pulengs.
No. Much. We.
Okay, fine. Whatever. You like being such a collective. It's okay for me to say I once in a while, you know?
No, but Puleng is we.
Okay, fine.
Okay, moving right along. Yes.
Letitia. Yes. How are you, my darling?
I'm well, thank you.
You don't look a day older than the last time, than the first time we met. And that was 19...
Yonkers ago.
Jeez, when you still say 19. It's a while back.
No. It was 2000.
I'm so bad with years.
Yeah, don't worry, I'm good. I've got a photographic memory.
Oh, okay.
It was 2000.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It was 17 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. That's how long we've known each other.
Was she pregnant? She must have been. Huge.
No, she wasn't huge. It was just before that.
No, but she, like, but it I impregnated you in December. Oh, she was before she got huge. That's what you're saying.
Listen, what is your problem? Can you focus? I think he wants to say, you know me because of him.
I think he's leading there. Come down. I'm coming to you.
I think I see where you're getting yourself into trouble.
You know, you see.
You need to focus.
You need to focus. Huh?
Okay.
Focus.
You're going to be attacked here, and it's supposed to be a nice, family friendly show.
What do you mean I'm going to be?
I see what you're doing.
You've been attacked the whole morning.
You've been trying to get a controversial.
Listen. Stop it. Fortune. Okay. Stop it. So anyway, it was in 2000, and no, you were not pregnant because you were like as tiny as, like, I think you were like a size zero. You were size zero.
Fortune, what does that mean?
She got her timing wrong. I don't think it was 2000. Oh, I think it was 1999.
Was it 99?
Yes.
He's
into numbers as well.
So okay,
luck.
Cool. Okay, fine.
Good luck.
Then it was towards end of 99 then.
Okay, cool. I can live with that.
You can live with that. Because if she was pregnant, she was a week pregnant then.
Oh, okay.
But she wasn't. No. There was absolutely nothing.
I can live with that.
I even remember what she was wearing.
Yeah.
Because some of us, we got like...
Yeah, photographic, you know, like that, Baba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was wearing a boob tube.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A boob tube. I think it was a black boob tube with jeans, with low cuts.
Mm. That's all she had. That was her wardrobe. And that was the winter one. That was the winter wardrobe. So you must have married in winter. That's what's up.
Yeah.
And then she would always be complaining. He hasn't petty his food, but like,
girl, you've been wearing crop tops the whole year round. Fine.
Hey,
so that's what we met. And you still look the same.
Wow.
So if you don't know who Letitia Masina is, guys, let me help you.
Mm.
She used to be a presenter. You're not presenting anymore. She used to be a presenter on Mamepe.
Yes.
I don't know if people remember Mamepe.
Yes.
And I mean, it was a long time ago because I was married.
Yes.
I was married then. And then what else did you go and present? Then now you're producing, you've got your own shows.
Mm.
Because I remember you used to work with Tsepo.
Mm.
And then you worked with Pepsi, with Shane.
Mm.
With you didn't do Africa with Ednet, it was just part of the family.
I did Education you Express. Did,
yes. But you guys, you were like a little skimyana.
Without trying to be.
But they were like the black top billing.
Yes.
Yeah. They were the black top billing, you know?
That's and how people were like
they were like the black top billing. They even behave like the top billing people.
Mm.
You know? Mm. You know when they present and they still hold their hands. You know the top billing post. Welcome to the show. You know? Tonight's edition we've got, you know, that whole praying.
Talk and smile.
And it's like, yeah. And there's a guy on Metro FM who reads news and who still has that whole 1999 thing going. Is it Willem Lahong or whatever?
Not Willem Lahong.
No, not Willem Lahong is the black Chinese.
Yeah.
The other one, the Tabang, is it?
Oh,
Tabiso Luhoko.
Luhoko, yes.
Who reads news like very excited?
So, as I was 150 saying,
people died today in a bus accident. Wow. The building went on fire.
Oh, yes. Ooh,
Lord, there's a and, fire.
Now,
yeah.
Coming up.
Hey, coming up. Yes,
yeah. Whoever is presenting
coming
next.
Up. Oh, it is Zintle. I'm like, Kezaman beat this guy up already, you know. Yeah. But he took the top billing culture and he has never let it go. And nobody is telling him that he mustn't do that. No, he finds joy in his news reading that he forgets the sincerity of it all. You know, like a bunch of disabled people. Huh? Is that in the news? But anyway, never mind.
Yeah.
So that's how long, that's who Letitia is, guys. Mm. But now she owns shows, okay? Yeah. Owns, not presents. Mm. Some of us have been acting and we're still acting. Our Letitia, they've been moving up. Yeah. Now they own shows, they produce shows. They're the ones who go and sit in Claudia's office and say, hey, wena. 90%, 90%, 10% of yours. Sometimes it doesn't work for us. That's Letitia.
Yeah.
Letitia knows where the commissioning editor's offices are.
No comment.
Yeah, yeah. Say no comment.
Say no comment.
Yeah, but that's Letitia. Okay, Letitia, how have you been? Please, let's talk.
Aish, I've been well, hey?
Yeah?
I've been well.
Yeah? Mm. Mm. No, you do look well, Shem.
Ah, thank you.
You look it. You look it.
Thank you.
And I can see you've done great work on Fortune because hi Fortune.
I'm like a side note, right?
No.
But anyway,
no.
Look. I'm taking good care of her. And plus my mom in law is watching right now live on Instagram, so I gotta say that. We have one among in Petegatimtania. But yeah, you know, she's come a long way actually. Cause Nami, I was a fan. I also like kinda observed from afar.
You see,
you know, like this guy, he used to go with me before all the things you mentioned.
Yeah,
I used to model.
Yes, I know. I forgot to tell them you were Miss Ellerins. Yeah.
How many covers did you do for True?
Yes,
True Love?
You've been a cover girl for like forever.
Forever.
Forever. Like,
were you Miss Ellerins?
No, I think she was Miss Lewis. But hey, you've been a Miss.
That would have been a fantasy. You've never been with a Miss Ellerins.
Listen,
that would have been.
You've been a Miss Furniture Store, but I know that you definitely want a room divider. You want a room divider and a kist. You know, a kist, that one with the key that they take during Amalobola negotiations.
Yes,
hey,
yes,
they love those things in KZN.
With a blanket.
With a blanket on top. Bona. So that was you. Fortune, you married Letitia like 150 years ago.
Yeah.
How dare you? You know, we're still...
She's the one who trapped me.
Oh!
Oh.
What?
Controversy.
Why must we? Dude.
Letitia, what do you have to say for yourself?
Romeo, whose side are you in?
Let's let the man roast himself.
Okay, come. Tell us.
Allow him to tell this version of the story.
Okay, guys. Let's go back. If you don't know who Fortune is... Fortune is that guy who saved SABC 2. Okay, I'm kidding.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying.
Like, no comment. Can we? Romeo, when you said I must come here, I didn't like. This is an ambush. Like, straight up.
This is on radio. Listen, anything goes.
This man has a serious creative mind. No, but I'm being serious. I mean, since you came in and you were doing a whole lot of like the revamping of the SABC 2.
Yeah.
You know, I saw him a lot there. I mean, and then he's a whole creative thing. I mean, they even all of a sudden knew what the word roadshow meant. And then they could actually go out there.
Well,
and you, okay, what are you gonna say something?
No, I like the way you put it. It's because like I came in at that time and I was the face at that particular time. But it was it was like work that had been brewing for a long time, and I just added to it. It was like a team effort at all. I just added to what was already there.
Sweetie.
But thank you for the confidence you got. Yeah,
sweetie.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you
like
that?
A politician.
No,
can I just
like,
tell? No. Can, like, Maromza, wait, guys, Letish, can you just allow me to say to Fortune that it is just strips of potatoes until you put salt and vinegar in it?
Mm.
And you, my sweetheart, you, my love, were the salt and the vinegar and the SABC 2.
Yeah.
Then we could eat slap chips in peace after that. Mm. So, yeah.
And that also, spice, Fortune is a unifier as well.
You know what I mean?
He's a unifier. I mean, for example, he has the ability to profile talent.
Yeah.
And then he'll get everybody working in unison. So part of team dynamics is to understand what people's strengths are. And then you focus on that because you know it's for a short time. Obviously, you know there will be those arguments and, you know, power struggles. But to the best of his ability is his opportunity to actually bring people together.
Yeah.
Yes, and then also he puts that a song.
Remember when we went to the Album Rapper launch, Album Rapper 2 launch, by the way. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and Fortune is a rapper, guys. I don't know if he's going to be dropping bars for us here, but hey. You never know, but I'm just saying. This man is a musician, talented musician. And talking about Unifier, that's what is taking me to Album Rapper because he collaborated with so many artists.
But also the ability to get people to actually come.
And not you know, you got like proper musicians who are like soloists in their own right with their own albums. And all of them, they feature on this man's album, guys.
I remember there was one whose his father was actually sick. But he actually left.
Yeah.
I think Mafikeng. What's his name?
Yeah.
Mafikeng.
Yeah.
That's Prof.
Prof Sobukwe.
Prof Sobukwe from Bafikile. That's what's up. Yeah.
But you see,
I like him.
I actually wanted Fortune to talk about that. The importance of nurturing relationships on your way up. And also the balance of taking care of other people. You know, and how those people will come back. You know, when you actually, when you least expect it to take care of you.
Yeah. You know, I think... for me, the one thing that I believe that we should all invest in is people. Because, you know, people will never get out of fashion. People will always be there. Mm. And I think that's the wealth of any society. So it's something that I truly value myself. And I teach my kids that. I teach my kids that if you look after people sincerely and you show an interest and you engage them and you become interested in them, you will never go hungry in life. Mm. You know, like for me, that's where the wealth is. That's where the future is, you know, for anybody else. So, and I've always been that person. I grew up in a big family.
Yeah.
Which taught me a lot on how to live with people. Because if you're not in harmony with people that are in your environment, then you're not going to have a happy life. So I learned that pretty early in life. And it's something that even in my family, when I... when I got married to Tish, I realized that we had the same values, you know what I mean? And for us, it's not about money. It's we're not people who live to get more money, but instead...
But it comes to you, ne?
Well, I think, you know, when people wish you well and they say, you know, be blessed or whatever it is, it's sort of like, you know, it comes back, you know, but you got to do it sincerely as well, you know. So I'm lucky that I'm fortunate that I met somebody who values the same things and who nurtured that thing about me, who doesn't think that, you know, I'm slowing our progress down when we stop to pull somebody up. So I think it's very important. You know, I mean, I can go on and talk about, you know, the same people who came on my album, you know, they were there for me. I've also been there for them at a certain point of our lives. And it's not only about the industry. I think Ramesh said something really, really profound at Fleber's memorial because they were like, oh, we're going to call two industry friends. And Ramesh was like, and he was one of them. So my brother, Ramesh.
Yeah.
So he came up and he's like, actually, I don't like this introduction because the term industry friend doesn't exist. It's a paradox. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're either a friend or you're not. Mm. So the people who came through to me, they are people first. They are people I grew up with. And we've helped each other become the men that we are. They're people who I look up to and to be inspired, to be a great father, to be a great husband, to be a great man, to be a creative. It's much more than just music. It's much more than just hip-hop. You know, it's life itself.
Yeah.
You know, so...
I've got one last question and I'll hand over to you, Ramster. You guys have a signature move as a couple. Every couple has a signature. Right? Every couple has
I like the way you say right, like I was aware of it. I'm like, okay.
I'm also like,
no, I'm explaining it. Don't worry.
So I'm trying to say, Romeo, I'm thinking, so Tish told you about my one style in bed.
Focus, Baba.
The only move.
That you know.
So here it goes. You know, every couple that has thrived somehow, they always have a print that they both relate to. and this print makes them one. Now, one of the signature moves that you guys have is the way you look at each other over the years. It's the way you've always looked at each other. I mean, I interacted with you at the launch, and the way you look at him and the way he looks at you, it's the most important thing when people tell you, you know what, even though you have problems, you have challenges as a couple, but you are happy with each other. Mm. It's like you can lose the cars, the wheels can fall off, but you still have.
Again.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
And it kind of like got me thinking, and I actually wrote something on Facebook, if I can borrow it for myself.
Oh, gosh, there you go.
The best gift, and I actually wrote this last week sometime, the best gift you can give your partner is a peace of mind in as many areas of your lives as possible.
So
what does that mean for both of you? And you know, Tish, starting with you, I know he's
but
always
you wrote it.
No. You know what? The thing is, I'm borrowed. Relax.
I was one of those. I did standard grade maths. You're gonna have to repeat it. I need to let it sink first.
Okay, fine.
I need to understand it.
The thing is,
I know you love. You're in your own world.
Romeo Tsebas Khoa, guys.
So say them again.
Romeo Tsebas Khoa.
I know.
And he must do it again.
No, say it again.
The thing is, you know what? I actually thought of it as you guys spoke. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Yeah. So it was inspired by you.
Okay.
Even though it was written by me.
Years ago.
The best gift you can give your partner is a peace of mind in as many areas of your lives as possible. And areas could be financially, you are good and she trusts you. You know, emotionally, you know, you don't abuse each other. You know, physically, you know, spiritually, and socially, you know, she allows you to speak whatever you speak, and she's okay with it.
No. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Can you guys answer? I'll come in and the reason
why I said it is because you look good. You both look so happy.
They do.
You know, you are radiant. Your skin. You look younger. It's because there must be a secret that you both share. And happy anniversary, by the way. 17 years.
Yes.
No, not 17 years. It's it's 15 years this year.
15.
But technicalities, yeah. And I mean, I was going to explain it. This is what happened. So in 2002, in December, we got married.
Yeah. Right? 2002, okay.
But then in June 17th of 2003, which was 6 months later, we decided to get the government involved in the union. So we actually signed, but we already...
Okay.
Yeah.
Official.
Yeah.
So that's why
I'm happy with 15 years. Thank you.
I'm excited about it. I can't wait for 20.
Yes, there you go. Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, now
Letitia's gonna answer.
Letitia, answer.
The way everyone's like, okay, Letitia, answer. Okay. I'm gonna answer by answering a different question.
Yeah, sure.
People always ask me that, "Ish, this mic, do you know, like it needs to follow me."
Yeah.
Like, people always ask me, how do you deal with Fortune? He seems so crazy.
Yeah.
He says anything he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And he has so many hot female friends.
Mm.
Lots.
Thank you.
I thought I was the only. You just broke my heart.
Okay. That is going to cause another conversation. Can we focus?
We'll talk about this.
It's going to cause another conversation.
Okay,
I see
fine,
where this is going.
Fine.
Yeah.
Plus, Rami, I thought you were like second wife.
I am.
Are you a friend now?
No, I'm
Did you demote
no,
yourself?
No, I didn't demote myself. I'm still second like wife. It. But I'm worried that now you're saying there's so many hot. Okay, fine. We'll talk
it's
about
tembo,
it.
No
okay.
Tando.
Tando is tembo.
6 no 9.
By a fan. Yeah.
Oh, guys, you're disrupting the t-shirt.
Anyway, the thing is, when Fortune and I got together, he was that guy. I knew. Because I was a friend and he was that guy.
Uh-huh.
So when I decided that, okay, I like this guy, it was part of his package. He came
mm-hmm.
with those things.
Mm-hmm.
So I can only imagine the day I say, don't interact with your friends. Oh, please, when we go to dinner, don't stand up at the table. Look, it's a fancy restaurant. Try and sit down the whole time. Do you know what I mean?
That's
don't
speak possible loud. Stuff.
Don't rap when we're walking in the mall and you just like people think you're crazy because your hands are in the air.
Sure.
Like what's going on?
Yeah.
If I start saying don't,
yeah,
who's
yeah.
left? What shell is there?
Exactly.
Now? What's in the
yeah,
nothing.
There's nothing.
Do you know what I mean? This is what makes him happy, and then it reminds me, kinda that's the guy.
Yes,
that
you fell
in love with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So going back to answering your question, Romeo, it's. it's in letting him be who he is that I am who I am. Because if I'm expecting that, if I'm not asking him to change anything that the world thinks is not so perfect.
Good with him, yeah.
Yeah, it's not so perfect. Then he shouldn't be asking me. So I'm content. I'm like, I'm doing what I want you to do.
Do you, boo.
I'm doing, you know what I mean? This is how I want you to love me. I'm loving you the way I want to be loved. So, because I know how I want to be loved.
Yeah.
And in that itself, it's a lesson. And I found someone that in him, he is not about changing people. He's a straight talker. You guys know him. He's all that. So already he was like that.
Yeah.
So thank goodness.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And yeah. I think the best way to say it is that I found a friend. Because, you know, friends, we tend to take each... You take your friend with their problems.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But most people don't do that with lovers, partners. Mm. They want to perfect them. But their friends are like... They got miserable lives, miserable attitudes. But they're fine with their friends.
Yeah.
So okay. He's my friend and I take him with everything.
Yeah, well, we do take you with everything, Fortune.
All right. Give us your opinion,
please. I was just saying.
Top that.
See if you can beat that.
Rap it. Look,
there's a reason. You must ask. Like Tish loves do you call it charm bracelets?
Yeah,
you know. And I, you know, I got one for her after like 20 years of being with her. I was like, let me just get this thing for her. But anyway, but the symbol of our love together, it's my symbol. I don't know what you think, but you will see in the charms that I buy here, our love is like a butterfly. You know what they say about, you know, a butterfly is meant to fly and it's meant to beautify the world, and you cannot, no matter how beautiful it is, you cannot keep it in your hand like closed up. You need to let it fly. And that's why I chose it as the symbol for our love, because that's what love needs to be. It needs to be free. You know, like, I want to feel like I'm with Tish because I want to be.
Yeah.
Not because she needs me to be there, like she's crippled without me. It makes me feel like, you know, it's not a beautiful thing where you're supposed to be. It's like when you have to be at a job you don't want to be at, you know, you're not necessarily free.
Yeah.
So the freedom... is what makes me stay in you know, in love with her, because she's not afraid of, if I'm this way, I might leave her. You know what I mean?
Right. Like,
she loves me unselfishly. So for her, she just wants to see me happy. And I also want to see her happy in that way, because, like, where am I going to go? I know all these other girls is psycho out there. You know, they'll never let me be me. Yeah. So let me rather stay where I'm most comfortable at and work at it and make and sure make that I keep her happy. You get what I'm saying?
So, absolutely.
Yeah, so I think, I fully agree with Letitia, and that's what it needs to be. We shouldn't be fixing each other. We should actually be appreciating, you know, what we have and encouraging it to shine even more.
Yeah.
You know? I think, hey guys, you see, that's why I'm in love with the two of you so much. I just love you so much. The days where I love Fortune a lot more. And then I remember, what makes me love Fortune more is because of you, you know, because girl, it wouldn't be working between me and Fortune if it wasn't for you. And he knows it. And Fortune, I remember, out of one of the million posts and the questions that he posts on social media, I remember I was getting in the thread. I don't know if you remember. And people were saying how crazy he is, how they love. I was like, no, you need to see the wife. When you meet the wife, his madness will make sense. You will get to understand the kind of person that he is, you know? Because, I mean, he wakes up and he's like, ah, beautiful ladies, holla at me. And we all go, holla! You know? And then someone was like, but what kind of a... He's such a flirt. Okay, I love flirts. Okay, I'm a flirt, but I love people who know how to flirt, because when you're able to flirt, it means like you're very free-spirited. Well, that is to me. But the way that Fortune does it sometimes on social media, people get so scared. They're like, oh my God, I wonder if his wife is reading this. And I'm like, she probably sitting there going, no, no, you didn't spell that right. No, no, no. Put it like
that's
this.
Exactly.
Put it like
that's
that.
That's exactly.
You know? You know?
Can I borrow from that, Ramsda? Chances are, as a couple, someone actually out there is actually trying to do what you do, but then they bomb out. You know, someone is looking. If Fortune can do that and the wife is okay, and I know I'm kind of like Fortune as well, but then my partner doesn't allow me. In fact, she crucifies me. How would you both help a couple in that situation? Because they're probably listening and saying, but this is, you cannot be flirting and you are with me, or you cannot be talking like this on social media and you are with me. How do you help a couple like that?
You know, it's actually not a helping a couple. It's helping two individuals.
Yeah.
Right.
True.
It's not a couple
thing. Yeah.
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 Because if you are confident and you know what you want in life, relationships in this situation,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can be content the minute you find it. And when you know you found it, you know it because you know what it is. So when it comes your way, you recognize it.
Yeah.
Right. So I would say to people like that, be content because obviously you are thinking something is lacking.
Yeah.
That's where the problem is.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. If I felt like, you know what I know? I know I'm not the most beautiful girl in the world.
Yeah?
But I'm hot.
Siri, listen.
Yeah.
Listen. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I'm
do
saying?
Do you even have to say that? But I'm not the most beautiful. I've got sharp ears. You know, one day you'll be like, oh, these sharp ears, I hate them. You know?
Check what ears you gave to my babies.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, she really did mess up one of my kids. I'm like, what's going on? This is. It's like every time I see him, I'm like, I'm watching Star Trek.
Anyway.
No, yeah. But no. It's any consideration. You know now, you guys now, you look alike now.
Yeah, so now
you look alike. You've always looked alike, but now you're like you're practically worse. Twins. Like, yeah. Like I don't like I look at the kids and I don't know exactly who looks like who, because when you take pictures with the kids, they look like you, and then when I see your pictures, Tish, with the kids, I'm like, no man, they look like Tish. No, they look like Fortune. No, they look like, okay, they look like them. You know what I mean? Because it is because you guys have gotten so you're so in sync with everything, and then. It is still two individuals, yes, and then they know when and how to become one, and it and you make it work, you know. And
but
Romeo talking about other people bombing, and it's also not about allowing someone to be that or getting permission or being restrictive or being restrained because you're worried about someone else's feelings, you know. And then when you do get it, you do get it. Other people, they find it, and then but then the other person doesn't know. Guys, you need to tell this guy that I really like him. Okay, yeah, I'm kidding. But anyway, wait, I was going to ask you, don't you have like an uncle Nyana who has been single like for? No, guys, I'm tired. I need to start dating.
Guys, I have an uncle who's in love with Relebogile Mabotja.
But then I want the uncle who's in love with me.
He thinks I don't see it. But the way he always acts, and he is so married, is unbelievable. But he's always coming sideways at me like
so,
on some
stage. So also Lobera Kangle now.
Yeah. You know
that Relebogile is gorgeous.
I know.
Guys.
Yeah, no, she
and
is.
She's,
yeah.
She oozes that thing, eh? She's like, oh, mona ro.
And you know what? She knows it.
She knows it. She walks like she knows it. And I love women like that. No, she is like, yo, she's too cool.
But you gotta know it.
My phone
whatever down. It is. Thank goodness.
You know, but
can we be part of this now?
She's got that thing.
But that's what we all need. And it's not a woman thing only or whatever. But and coming back to what Romeo was asking just now, advice to other couples, that's what you need. First way, not yourself. You need to know it. You need to own what it is that makes you hot. And when that person leaves or whatever, then you know you were not for him.
Yeah.
Or her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like some, you know, like people generally think like as couples you complete each other. Like
no,
it's like
yes,
you know, you
true.
Come on like this.
Yeah.
I don't know because there's no camera in here, but I don't know how to describe it. But
it's
a relationship is not.
It's not a run double lana, two halves coming together. I see.
Picture two rings linked like this.
Exactly.
That's what it is. You know what I mean? You need to be full and complete on your own. Then you form a link with somebody that is
complete.
And
yes.
That's what the union is.
Exactly. It's not two halves coming together. It's not 50, it's 200s.
And to add to that, one ring could be wood, one can be metal.
Uh-huh.
A ring is a ring.
So it's not like I want a platinum one. I want just as long as someone is complete, they know who they are. They, you know, I also want to add to what to the question you asked is, for me, I don't think I would have. I don't think I'm able to help a couple in that situation because I don't think you should actually be a couple before you've actually dealt with this with this whole issue. If you get what I'm saying. Like, I always say to people, how are you?
I think that's what I'm saying.
Why are you married? If she doesn't know
that
you are this person,
how did you marry them?
What happened there? How did you find yourself in that situation?
You're so right. And then someone is like, you know what people are like, then you're like, you're so loud. I was like, ish, yeah, because I don't get to be this loud at home. I'm like, huh? What do you mean?
That's a problem.
You know, 2 weeks ago, I was offended by Siya Bonga Twala. I mean, you know, I've worked with Siya Bonga Twala. Yeah. He is beautiful. He is sexy. I enjoyed our love scenes and kissing scenes because he's such a good kisser and all of that. I enjoyed it.
By the way, just talking about that, I know when you're going to appear because I'm actually working on launching you, baby.
No,
but
anyway,
that's exposed.
Don't tell. So I've seen the scenes. Ah, man.
Yeah, Mtanzi Magic is doing crazy stuff. Big shout out to my clients. I love them. They're awesome. Yeah. Absolutely amazing.
You love the scenes?
I love the scenes. Yeah.
Okay, focus. Cool.
Okay,
focus.
Siya Twala.
Yes.
But he said something. He says to me, so Rami, are you still single? And I'm like, yes, I'm still single. It's like, yeah. It's a problem. Yes, my sister. What do you mean? It's like, no. He says to me, it is because you're too free, too expressive. You are all of that. And then a lot of men get intimidated by that. You know how many people will come to me and say, hi, man, that woman you are working with. And he says, when they describe me, they put their hands on the boobs to show the one with the... with the boobs, you know, and then,
also just remember your hugs, like mostly. It's like, sometimes it's just less foreplay, you know. I don't even want to get in the bed. Like, I'm making things easier for you, Tish. I'm just like,
you just think of you're so bad. You know what I mean?
You gotta pay your royalties. You're paying royalties for me.
Well, I do pay royalties. But I know you guys, you've got fire because I mean, you kiss well. You both have beautiful soft lips. I love kissing you and saying hello to you, hello. Yeah.
Remember we had this kissing conversation the other day.
Okay, fine. Now we sound like we're sounding bad.
We sounded like a threesome.
Yeah, we sounded like a threesome. It's not right.
Five minutes to ten o'clock.
Okay, fine. But anyway, and see, I was like, it is so intimidating because people, they just think sometimes he was saying, we think you're too complete. I'm like, no, I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy, putting that whole Julia Roberts line. Sometimes people are too complete that you look at yourself and you're thinking, let me go work on yourself. And I'm thinking, I need to date. You know, I had to ask Mutodi, because I've worked with him on Harvest. And I'm like, and I was joking. I was like, dude, I know you because he's going through a divorce. I was like, you going through a divorce? I haven't been to movies in like forever. So you and me are going out next week. And he's like, okay, sure. But I don't even know if he's going to show up. I don't know if he's going to come through. But he was so shocked. He was so shocked. But when we're shooting Harvest, we sat down and he spoke about it a lot and asked me questions because he's like, you've been through it. How did you do it? And all of that. And I'll be telling him and all of that. And sometimes like you'll get angry. Don't be mean. It is not about being mean to each other. It's just two people who realize that, you know, for them, the journey stops here. So how are you going to make it work in such a way that both of you go your separate ways without having and you know, don't leave as ashes. Just go your separate ways and do it well and do it perfectly. But all you need to do, because he also another thing, he's got two beautiful girls, and you know me, I've got girls, so it's easy for us to go, my girls did this and this and this. I'm like, no, don't worry, do this. If you miss them, go see them. But we talk a lot about those kind of things, and then eventually later I was like, listen, you know what, then I say to you, there's this guy that I really, really like, but he doesn't like me. So can I take you out while he's still thinking about it? He's like, okay. that's fine. Thanks. That would be nice. So be nice. I don't know. Is he going to show up? That's another story for another day. I'll tell you on we're going out on Friday night. I'll tell you on Monday how it went.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
We're going to have fun. Because I haven't been to a movies with... You know what I miss? I just miss talking to some guy who's an idiot and it's not Romeo. You know? You know what I mean?
You see, you need to be an idiot at some point, Romeo. Yeah. Come on now.
No, but then, I mean, you know, Romeo been there, done that, yeah. You know, like, but someone who's just going to look at me and
you know,
say...
You know, the thing is, like, we... These days, we are taught, like, we are so accustomed to be encouraged to shrink ourselves. Mm-hmm. Like, people want you to grow, but they want you to shrink. It's like, know your place. Don't grow outwards.
Yeah.
They want you to, you know, I'm a woman, so I need to be submissive. I need to be this. I need to be that. But you shouldn't.
Yeah.
The right, don't ever displace yourself, because the right, when you start shifting from who you're supposed to be, you actually miss the blessings that are waiting for you.
Exactly. I mean, so, I wouldn't even manage. I mean, how are you going to manage doing all of that? Like Letitia was saying earlier, that can you imagine if you said, don't do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're empty. Shell, nothing left.
Yeah. Just be you. Go out there. You don't.
Do like, you?
Yeah.
But guys, we love you. I think you're like relationship goals for days. You are the goat. The goat when it comes to relationships.
Nah, thank you, man.
You're so
thank
funny. You're so amazing. And Tish, sometimes I look at the Masina family and I forget Fortune, but because you look like them. You look like the girls look like your sisters. Hey,
I've seen that.
Naked, yeah. Naked looks like your brother. And it is I the days where I have to stop myself and remember that no. It's actually Fortune who's the relative and you came through. But you, girl, you got the Masina thing down. You got the machine, nothing.
No, thank you, guys.
Go.
We really appreciate it. Thanks for the kind words and thanks for having us on the show.
Thank you for coming, man.
And yeah.
Do you know this was our first interview together?
Yes! Love it!
Awesome.
Love it.
You took our virginities.
We did. Okay, and yes, Balesaka telling us that we need to go. But yeah. We'll see. Okay, now you're going to have to come back individually so we can talk about work. We said, call about work. We said nothing about
could
work.
Could we swear? Did it? Is that swearing?
It's on radio.
Ah, shit!
Oh, come on. What? You don't know who we swear here? Huh? This is a motherfucking cool show.
I told my dad to listen and I would have been sorry. I would have made his Father's Day.
Yeah. Okay, do you want to say Happy Father's Day to your dad in 2 seconds, quickly?
Belated Happy Father's Day to my dad. I actually didn't speak to him. I sent him a message, but I know he hasn't read it yet because I sent it at like 5 to 12. So. And my father-in-law as well. Happy belated.
Yeah.
I love you all.
Okay, we love you too. That thank has you. Been belated yes. With the Masinas and yeah. With Maromza, who's right. Going to a funeral. Very well, brother. Go. Yeah, and me, I'm off to the Queen. See cheers. You on the flip side.
Hi, I'm Stefina Zwane, and you are listening to Be Lighted Show with Rami and Romeo on Cliff Central. Cliffcentral.com.